Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I start my interrogation, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, huge shout-out and special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience. Best service. Fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call. 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. You did what?
I love Chase, but why can't he just come in here and be like, hey, yo, Nick needs a second? Why has he got to?
He saw the confusion in my face.
So during the commercial break, I was rubbing my eyes. Rubbed my eyes, knocked my contact loose. I don't know what it is. I mean, I have terrible eye habits. Seriously, it's like the worst thing. And I mean, you might be like, well, I know a lot of bad things about you. This is probably the worst. Like, I'm just terrible about contacts. I keep them in way too long. You know, I'm overdue for an eye exam and all that jazz. So I started taking my contacts out again to try to, you know, because my eyes probably need it and the contacts probably need it. So I put them back in this morning, and they were always a little, like, I could tell they were just a little off. Mm. So I just rubbed them, and I don't know what it is about this contact and this eye, but every now and again I'll rub it, and it just flies off of my eye, and I can't find it. Like, it's in there. I know it's in there, but I can't find it. So I had to go to the bathroom and try to find it, and it's always in, like, the corner of my eye, like, I mean, in the eyelid.
Yep.
And I have to – I know this is gross. I'm sorry if anyone's having an early lunch. So I have to, you know, wash my hands and maneuver around in there. And it takes a second because I can't find it. You know, I'm trying to find something that's small in my eye, not able to see.
This is your – today's your day, Nikki. Today is the day – the normal.
So it just was annoying. And, like, I'll be honest. This is how I know I'm growing. Almost put my fist through the wall. Didn't, because I took a deep breath. So I just was like – I was like, there's no reason this should be taking 5 minutes.
No, I'm saying, Nikki, today – like, I've had the most empathy for you if I've ever had, because I, too, have the worst eye issues. Like, you've seen my eyes. You've seen,
right.
Yeah, how red they get. And how, I mean,
I just assumed that was because of, never mind.
Now, if you had accidentally, if you thought that a long time ago, you'd have been 100% correct. I'm terrible about my contacts. And when I get in a car, I always have my heat blasting directly into my face.
Yeah, so it dries your eyes out even more.
It dries them dead out. It's the worst. It's the worst. So if anybody ever, out of all the excuses you can make in life to ever be late, to ever miss, if you just put eye issues.
You got me. You understand?
I won't ask another question.
It was eye issues.
Anybody. Like, who knows me forever.
God, it was such a pain.
If you just say eye issues, Marcus maybe will not ask it. He will not. Cool. By the way.
It is satisfying, though, when you finally get it back on your eye. And it's like, oh, I can see. It's literally like night and day now.
BW3s tonight. I get to relive my draft experience. Over and over again. I want to socialize. You can wear your respective teams. If you are AFC North or NFC North, My Detroit Lions gear is going to be in full effect. So if you look, all you Bears and Packers and Vikings fans, be prepared for me to just be talking down on all your. Look how I'm an arrogant Detroit fan now. Kings of the North.
Kings of the North.
I'm a lifelong Detroit Lions fan, of course. You know, no, there is no more diehard Lions fan than me. I'm gonna start talking crap about the Bears and the Packers. And so, yeah, this is my open invitation. Like I said, you just have some wings, have a drink with me. Tina will be out there. I don't know if Steve will be back just yet, but I'm assuming he will be. I'll definitely be out there having a good time. I might just stay out there all night. So, night show people.
50-50.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to transition from draft party to night show. So, no guarantees there. Okay. Basketball time now. Chucky Hepburn on campus. First things first, guess what, Nikki?
What's
our
that?
Coach was there to greet him at the airport.
Unheard of. Unheard of.
Oh, my God. What, do you have a hotkey? Do you have a celebration hotkey? Just something. It's a little anticlimactic, but.
My finger slipped. Sorry.
Should have been some big cards chant or something. Do we have a
we got a drum roll.
I'm gonna add my cards chant to our
the hotkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you send it to me, I can hotkey it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
We have to have that. Okay. Chucky Hepburn, Wisconsin. I see the text line is already going into the too many guards conversation.
Oh boy. Can we not just be happy? Do we need to retrain ourselves?
I mean,
to be happy.
There's either not enough, there's either too many. Here's the thing too. I'll leave it at Chucky for the moment. First and foremost, under control guard, takes good care of the ball. He's so cliche in a good way. It's the laser beam of uncomfortableness that I have to always tap dance around. I don't have to, but I choose to because I don't. It's not worth it to not tap dance around it.
Okay, I'm listening.
Wisconsin usually has a certain look. Wisconsin basketball usually has a certain look. There are certain teams that for the last 20 to 30 years just looks similar every year.
I don't know what you're talking about. Could you elaborate?
Wisconsin is squarely on that list. You usually have 2 to 3 athletes. You have usually a Wisconsin team looks the same outside of the 3 athletes.
A lot of gym rats on that team. A lot of very cerebral players.
Yeah, right. Right. And one of those athletes really has to be a do-it-all guard.
Okay, right.
Good defense.
Naturally.
And usually the playmaker of the team that doesn't have to rely on the system. Wisconsin usually has a guard that can create for others. You catch my drift? Am I making any sense?
I think I'm smelling what you're stepping in.
And we just so happened to get one of their athletes on campus right now. All jokes aside, the Wisconsin athlete guard, how do you want me to say it? He can create his own shot.
Jack of all trades.
When the offense breaks down, you have to have a player on your team that doesn't have to rely on the system.
Right.
Okay. To have that player on campus, listen, he's in the portal. He's in the portal, which is 80% of the work done. Very skilled, very disciplined. He can get in the middle of the lane and get a pull up off. One of my last year's like really, really upsetting lack of development in most of the team was the ability to get downhill, jump stop in the middle of the lane, and get a comfortable pull up. There's in college basketball, the middle of the lane pull up is like it's always going to be there. If you're any type of Division I level guard, you should be able to get in the lane with one or two shake dribbles. When I talk about playing one-on-one, and remember I said, you know, the Zorro circles of one-on-one is three dribbles to two dribbles to one dribble. And one is like the master level one-on-one.
Oh, okay. You gotcha. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. One dribble, one-on-one basketball, you should be able to get anywhere because you got to pivot. You got a full pivot.
Right.
When you get the ball.
That buys you some steps.
Yeah. And God, Jesus. In 2024, one dribble is like
four.
Seven steps. Yeah. You can get to seven. If you're 6'4", one dribble one-on-one, you should be able to cover 25 feet. A pivot, a dribble, and two steps, you should be able to get anywhere on a half court. Now, in college, you should be able to get to the dotted line and be able to pull up. If you go look at the biggest shots in the championship game, they came from when the offense was breaking down and UConn's guards were able to get into the middle and hit a pull-up.
How come that shot's always there?
Because you got shooters on the left, shooters on the right, right? You usually got a big man somewhere around the baseline, leaking around. Everybody has to stay on their men when you got good teams. So you make him either foul you or he has to keep his hands up in the air. And it's kind of like a fadeaway. You get into the middle of the lane.
Yeah.
You lean forward. But by the time you jump stop in the middle of the lane, you're jumping backwards.
Right.
And it's a soft shot. It's if you can hit it.
It's there.
It's there. End the shot clocks. Everybody should know how to do it. Starts off with a strong jump shot to the middle, unless the team's in the zone and, you know, it's not going to work. Yeah, that's
right.
That's how you stop that. You go zone, you know, pack line to keep guys out of the middle.
But see, like, everybody plays kind of like a, I know that's like a dirty word, but everyone kind of plays a form of pack line in college. Yet that shot is still there. Like, that's why there's like that weird, good, it's like a weird
footwork.
Anomaly.
Yeah, just good footwork. Like I said, it's... You got to be an animal defender to keep somebody out of that, you know.
Right.
You got to. It's tough. But, you know, like I said, without fouling clutch, you can't foul early in the game. You can bump.
Yeah, right, out. Right.
Late game, you have to be careful. That shot is just there. And
specifically later in the game.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And Chucky Williams is, I said Chucky Williams, where I get Chucky?
Chucky
Williams?
Hepburn.
Yeah. Chucky Williams, where I get?
Where did that come from?
It's an NBA player, I think.
Yeah.
Chucky Hepburn can get to that spot. He can get to that spot. He's comfortable shooting a pull up. That's, you're going to want that on your team. You have to have that on your team. Any guard that's going to be effective, is any guard that you're going to have on the court in a late game situation has to be able to get that shot. And it sucks because when you miss that shot, it'll kill your confidence. The reason why is because it's so easy. And in college basketball, when you miss easy shots, it's not like the pros, like where you just, I make $20 million. They're coming back to me on the next play.
Right.
A coach like won't run that play for you next time.
Right.
It'll be somebody else's turn. You just don't get, you know, it's hard to get a coach to just let you go crazy with that shot. You just got to hit that shot. That's what you like about him. He has an effortless game. His demeanor, he's not a excitable, you know, over the top excitable guy. Very effortless stroke. It's gonna kind of hurt him, not in real life, but when you watch him, you'll get the he's not playing hard.
Because he looks
so cool,
doing right?
Yeah, you know,
looks so smooth.
Yeah, very
right.
Very under control. He actually has a backstory too. His father basically took in his best friend. And it's kind of a sad story, you know. Like, say he has a backstory that pulls at your emotional heartstrings. So
really,
he'll be persevered, or you know, like I said, I won't go into detail. I'll let people enjoy that ride. You know,
if that story will come out organically.
If you do land him, but again, this is a Wisconsin point guard, two guard. Knows the system, effortless shot. Another one of those. He's shocked if he misses it. Very, very fundamentally sound. I'm a big fan. And to leave the Chucky Hepburn aspect of it, we keep hearing about these 7-footers. You know, blah blah blah. You know that are on the list that Louisville's reaching out to. Here's the thing. You stick a 7-footer back there, you can never have too many guards. You stick 3 7-footers on your roster. To me, the 7-footer is like, you ever have like a strategy and in your brain, you're like, why doesn't everybody do this? And everybody has a reason like why they don't do it.
Right.
But in your brain, you're like, you know, just some sport, you're like, well, just okay, like soccer, for example.
Right.
Why don't they have 7-footers playing goalie?
Yeah. Yeah.
In your brain, yeah, you're like
the longer the better, right? Yeah, I mean, right.
Listen, I'm like, Wembanyama, what are you doing? You could literally be
the French goalkeeper, yeah. I mean,
why are you playing basketball with your response time?
Yeah, your hand-eye coordination, your length, your ability to jump.
Yeah,
I
feel like I'm outthinking the room, or just, am I taking crazy pills?
Yeah, right.
Why isn't Bol Bol, Chet Holmgren, Wembanyama, Kevin Durant, all these 7-foot-1 coordinated people, they should be paying for Manchester United, Manchester City, Liverpool,
AC Milan,
Arsenal, AC Milan.
I'm trying to think of other like big time. Like,
when you walk through a storm, hold your head. Like, why aren't they goalies? Okay, the reason I go down that road is to say, what's his name? Motz Stockman. You remember him?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I used to be like, coach, he can play. But I want a 7-footer behind me. I feel like I can play defense, or I could funnel my defense to tough challenge shots if I have a 7-footer back there.
Yeah, right. You kind of know. I almost feel like a 7-footer automatically is 50% of your defensive identity.
I can play defense. I can play tight defense out here, and I can funnel these guys into tough shots. And I just feel like there's always these 7-footers that are decent playing at mid-majors, and I'm like, Power 5 Division 1 level, there's no way there should be decent 7-footers playing mid-major. Because I just feel like you can use them all the time.
Now, there's always a spot for a 7-footer.
There's always a spot for a 7-footer on my teams. I hate not having 2 or 3 6'11s and up. I can rotate fouls. I can put more guards out there, you know, just defensively, offensively, you know, all they got to be is decent. I mean, yeah, you might get a 7-footer, get switched out on somebody and get
right.
his ankle snatched every once in a while. But by the end of the year, I need 3 of those backing me up. The more 7-footers you have, the more you can get guards. The more you can pressure.
Right.
And to me. So, the way he's reaching out, in my opinion, like I said, you already got the Khalifa kid. You know, Fitzmaurice, I think is his name. Fitzmaurice. That's a weird name, too. It's like a double last name. Fitzmaurice.
Fitzmaurice, yeah.
That's the name. 7'1"-ish. Another, you know, tall guy. Decent.
I was going to say, Fitzmaurice, though, fits for a 7-footer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I just feel like that's more of a big guy's name rather than a speedy little point guard.
Texter says, hold on, because I want to see this. I'm curious. Texter says, it takes a long time for a 7-footer to fall. Yeah, don't fall. Yeah, don't fall. Just
and we know for sure this team will have their shoes tied tight.
Chucky Williams was a cornerback.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a Louisville.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought there was a Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville cornerback, okay.
By the way, my man Janky, just so we can put a bow on it, said that Isaac Arendo returned 11 kicks. 19.2 yards per kick return. Averaged.
Is that going to be good?
I don't know. I don't remember those happening.
That means he had one long one.
I'm with you. I remember him getting fair catches.
I don't remember him. Like I said, he might have one. He might have one that went for 43 yards.
Yeah.
And the rest went for 6 or 7. I love Isaac Arendo. So don't. This is not a anti-Isaac anything.
No. Love Isaac.
I love him, and I understand Coach Brohm definitely erring on the side of caution on kick returns.
Right.
I would, too. I guess I would. Just fair catch it. I don't got time. I don't know.
Unless, fair catch it, let me cook.
Yeah, unless there's a guy that can catch the ball as good as Pat Kelsey around behind the back.
That was strong.
I would do that. I don't mind. I don't mind conservative when you have a offensive guy like Brohm, but I just miss it as a fan. Satterfield was not attempting to run back any punts, any kicks. Brohm's not.
It is exciting.
It's an exciting play.
It is.
A little beamer ball.
Beamer ball.
I tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break and bring it home on 939 The Ville.
Hey guys, we were talking about it. It is draft time. The NFL draft kicks off tonight. Twin Peaks, they're on the clock as well. Catch all of the NFL draft action at the Ultimate Sports Lodge. Enjoy some 29 degree draft beer, some billionaire bacon, chef's inspired menu, and yeah, you know, some pretty people as well. Round 1 kicks off at 8 p.m. tonight. Swing by Twin Peaks, eat, drink, scenic views.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
And you can't see my eyes unless my head is bent. You dig?
We fly, no lie, you know this.
Falling.
Before we rise, outside, it's like showbiz.
Welcome back. It's been the days of Marcus Mavis. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Although the clouds are absolutely perfect, this is the perfect time to realize the clouds will not always be so perfect. And remember that your home is your fortress and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Also passing along one more piece of advice, one more recommendation. The recommendation is for all your buying and selling needs in the real estate department, your realtor to call is Derek A. Stewart. 502-314-9868 can answer any question, can help you find any type of programs that will help get you in a home as fast as humanly possible. He is a untapped resource. I'm sorry about that. Yesterday was his birthday. Not today, right? I think it was yesterday. Spent a little time with the happy birthday
53rd coach. Birthday.
53rd. I hear you, coach. He looks good. Looks good. He's in great shape. All that good stuff. They noticed you were gone, and now you're back on the YouTube channel, right? So you got to remember they can monitor all your movements back there now.
Hi, everybody.
Breaking news.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, damn it. Where is it?
Come on, Nikki. Breaking news.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know where the
pressure,
hell.
Pressure, Nikki. Breaking news.
Trying to find it.
Come on, Nikki.
All right, there we go.
Speaking of Jeff Brohm, he has just recently landed a commitment from Cal linebacker, Miles Jernigan.
What do we know about him?
At least yay me or something.
Oh, okay. All right. Wait, no, I got you.
Yes! That's awesome!
What happened to the yay?
I was just changing it up.
Okay. Miles Jernigan, on quick glance, long striding, tall, athletic linebacker. Type this in, Nikki. M-Y-L-E-S. M-Y-L-E-S.
M-Y-L-E-S.
J-E-R-N-I-G-A-N, I'm pretty sure.
J-E-R-N what?
I-G-A-N.
G-A-N. Miles Jernigan.
And read to the people what comes up immediately.
2023 season. 12 solo tackles, 1 sack, 1 forced fumble, 1 interception.
Did it have his measurements?
He is 6'3", 235 pounds from Grand Prairie, Texas.
You could immediately see, you could see one step, and I'm like, if your step is that long as a linebacker, you must be really tall. 6'3 is a very tall linebacker. When you lose a Jalen Alderman, you got to go get a Miles Jernigan. You should have more interceptions. I have to see how many batted down passes he has. You won't see that in, you know, on your quick review.
Sadly, no.
Yeah, but I did just bring him up out of Prairie View, Texas?
Grand Prairie.
Grand Prairie, Texas. 2019 is when he came out. Okay, so he's an adult. If we're in 2024, it's a full. Is Cal in our conference now, or is it just Stanford and who is it? Stanford. Who joined from the West? Stanford and SMU.
Stanford, SMU. I thought Cal did.
Is Cal also in the conference?
Yeah, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, Texas can clean that one up. Again, beautiful day, Coach Kelsey. You should be able to close. I don't see those tic-tac-toe boards across the sky. Now, granted, there is a little haze, and I know that haze is not natural, but it's not a tic-tac-toe board. So, with this weather, the temperature is, this is definitely closing, recruit closing weather, 55 and sunny. Coach, this kid's coming from Wisconsin. You should be able to close. 55 and sunny is the equivalent to 80 and sunny in Wisconsin, except for the 1 month of pure heat that they get. So excited to have Chucky Hepburn on campus. Congratulations, Coach Jeff Brohm. Again, BW3s tonight, doing a little bit of a draft party again. When you attend these specialty events at BW3's Middletown, you never know what treats they give out. Because she's in total rebuild mode of the BW3's, there's a lot of swag. There's a lot of perks. So, yeah, everybody is more than welcome to join at BW3's tonight. Maybe I'll purchase a couple rounds for the public.
Hey, now.
Have a good little time. Go ahead and play us out, Nikki. What you got lined up? Let me guess. You got MJ on the show or something?
That's adorable. I got Greg Galliott from the Louisville Bats coming on.
Greg Galliott.
Okay. Always good checking in with him. Mark Story, Lexington Herald leader, will give us an update on what's going on there. Some crazy stuff happening in Lexington.
I was going to boo. But I'm like, I don't have a problem with Mark Story.
No, Mark Story does a good job.
You just said Lexington, and I was just going to...
Immediately just start hating.
I was just going to be an ass for no reason. Mark, I got no problem with you.
We'll definitely be doing some hardcore draft talk. Probably not, actually. Pops doesn't like the draft.
He doesn't like the
he doesn't like
NFL draft.
Why? He doesn't mind the draft. He doesn't like the hype leading up to it.
Fair
he
enough.
Likes talking about the ultimate results.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like the hours and hours.
Yeah, he's the ultimate cake baker. Nobody knows who's going to do what. Yeah, I know.
He's like, the NBA playoffs are going on right now. He's like, why don't we talk about that?
Fair enough. I've been enjoying the playoffs, too. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channels normally made for the Ville. Midday Sparks, baby, 99
Ville. Jeff Brohm, you're listening to the home of U of L Athletics, 93.9 The Ville.